The pre-game interview.
Current assistant coach at the Saints, Corey Enright, with us. Thanks for joining us, Boris. Take us into the mindset of the Saints at the moment, coming off a good win against the Tigers, obviously, last week, but we know that finals won't be a factor for you. Can you just take us into the mindset at the moment of how you're approaching tonight's game?
Oh, yeah, pretty much how we've approached the last probably 6 or 7 weeks, to be honest, probably since the bye. We've sort of just simplified things for us as a team and as a club, and, yeah, we feel like we're playing much, much better footy, and, you know, that we know what we're trying to achieve, and it's obviously we can't play finals this year, but we can still go a long way into shaping what we want to be.
A lot of the talk after the of the Cats game against Freo last week was about the sort of intensity that Geelong were able to bring, sort of almost finals like, and the pressure. How do you sort of match that, given that the Cats have so much to play for tonight?
Well, we just got to take that out of the equation. We know they're going to be fierce and we know they're going to be strong, and pressure is a big part of their game. It's clear when you look through their numbers, they're really strong with that, and that's their style of footy that they play. So for us, we know them, but we need to bring that effort and intensity from the start and then see how far we can go with it.
Boris, Kingy, Cass and Troy Selwood talking to you. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. It's hard to believe it's 22 or 23 weeks since we last spoke. I suspect things haven't unfolded the way you'd hope, but give us some positives out of the year that you can take forward into 2025.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty for us. As I mentioned earlier, like, we're playing a longer game a little bit. So it's about, you know, forming a platform and how we want to, you know, how we want to be as a club and as a team going forward. So, yeah, we're taking steps every session, every training, every review, every game we play. We feel like it's really good learning for. We do have a younger, lot of young players coming through, and they're about to hit. You know, most of them, obviously, bar the first or second year, as we've got some guys that are going to, we think, start to hit their prime once they come to that 60, 70, 80 game mark. You can really potentially thrive, and we are, you know, huge on that learning, and we're taking learnings every time we do something at the moment. So yeah, we are excited. Like, I know the finals are not there, but only 8 teams can play finals, so you still got to keep motivating and getting towards the end of the year, and we feel like our form's been pretty solid, bar obviously the Brisbane game, I reckon, where they sort of got a hold of us, but since then we've been in every game.
And for you personally too, you've extended your tenure by a couple of years as well at Moorabbin, which means you can obviously see something that you're really keen to be a part of.
Well, I think so. When you start something, you want to sort of, I guess, see how that unfolds and evolves. So, you're forever, and footy, as you know, like, it's, have a look at the year. Like, this year's just been crazy with some of the transformation of teams and within the year as well. So I feel like the competition's really even, and as I said, we do have a plan and we know where we're going, and who knows how long it's going to take to get there.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you on, like St Kilda's correspondent for K-Rock. You are.
Can you just lighten this mood a bit? It's been pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's been
firing.
I know you love your sport. What did you think of the breakdancing at the Olympics?
Oh, I didn't actually cop much of the breakdancing, but I was watching a lot of the sports with my kids up at 9. There was a fair range of sports that I did say I don't think I'll ever see again until another 4 years' time.
No, what was sort of the ones you think need to sort of maybe just swept under the rug?
No, I'm not going to go down that path. I've got a few things in mind, but I'll leave that to the Olympic Committee.
Absolutely. I want to just ask you about Hunter Clark. He's had a pretty much a wretched run for maybe 2-3 seasons now, and last week I watched a bit of the game. He's got so much talent, he just needs to get a good run at it.
Yeah, it's pretty fair, mate. Unfortunately for him, he's copped some horrid injuries, particularly the last 2 years, and some things that you just can't avoid. We hope that the luck is starting to turn for him, and he can get a good run of it and show everyone what he can do, because, that's all you want as a player. You want a fair go and a fair chance, and we all know that injuries play a part, but hopefully his injuries are past him.
And another kid, I know, Cat fans may not know much about him, but Darcy Wilson, he's been a positive for you this year. He's got the old more muscle than the seafood buffet, hasn't he, for a first-year player. But he's got huge upside for your footy club.
Yeah, he's done a great job, mate. He's come in first year into the system. He's obviously got some really, really high-end strengths. I've never seen a runner like him, but maybe Blitzarves with the running stakes. So that's obviously comes in. But it's another thing to be able to play footy as well. So he's played every game for us first year in. It's been a huge, huge thing for him. And, he just goes about his business every week. He's one of those guys that, you know, loves to put everything into his footy, and that's going to take him a long way.
Speaking with St Kilda assistant coach Corey Enright on Carrick Footy, he's Troy Selwood.
All the best, Boris, tonight. Mate, watched the game last week and it was a good win, but it was a bit of a unique game, a brand of footy that St Kilda played with about 150 marks and 35 tackles. Is that just, I guess, changing things up from week to week or the way the game was played? And obviously you don't expect it to be a similar type of game tonight against the Cats with their defensive pressure?
Nah, spot on. We all commented on, players and coaches said that was just a unique game, the way it was sort of played, particularly in the first half. There was low stoppages. The ball was just going up. Not many inside 50s, just going up in between arcs. And, you know, it was a lot of ball that was undisputed. So it was a bit of a foreign game. So I don't anticipate it to be like that tonight. I think it's going to be on from the start, and that's what we're really excited about, the challenge, and that's what we have been sort of, I guess, preaching to our players, and the opportunity that you get to play AFL and also to come against, you know, teams that have been there and done it, and they give you a chance to see what it looks like up close.
Boris, just want to ask you about young Darcy Wilson. I've taken an interest in him only because, having seen his old man play, he was a legend in the Ovens and Murray and actually got inducted into that Hall of Fame this year. But he's given you what you probably expected, but has he given you more than you expected, you know, playing every game and being able to hit the scoreboard as well?
Yeah, he's been able to obviously drift forward and find a goal or two, the kid. So he's done well in that regard. But I guess that when you're coming through, any kid that comes through, you're obviously looking for their strengths and what they can do. And Darcy's is really quite obvious to everyone to see. But what I've some kids pick it up quicker than others, but his ability to understand the game of football and where to go and what to do at the right time, I think as a young kid, that's probably the thing that's really impressed me.
Corey, one last one before we let you go. I know you're at a different club now, but we loved you when you used to play for the Blue and White Hoops. And one of your blokes you played a lot of footy with announced his retirement, Tom Hawkins. Just a word on Hawk and his career and your time playing alongside him.
Yeah, I had a good chat to the big fella today, actually. He's been a tremendous player and person for the Geelong Football Club and will go down as one of the greats, if not up there with, you know. And I've been fortunate enough to play alongside many of those players, which...
Just lost Boris there.
Sorry, mate. It's just been an honour to play with those guys and being able to get to know them as people. And he's a quality person, and he's top tier in the AFL ranks, particularly what he's been able to do in that front half.
Was he ringing to try and get you involved in his sort of Instagram kitchen arrangements where he's just giving us tips in the kitchen?
I don't know. He's retired from footy, but he's a full-time influencer these days. He's coming across your feeds and your boards. And I said, what are you doing next year? He goes, oh, you won't believe me.
I can imagine. Some of his tips in the kitchen are extraordinary.
Oh, well, let's not go there.
Try harder, not smarter.
Boris, team's drop in 3 minutes. Can you give us an early looking at your sub, or do I have to wait 3 minutes for the team?
Oh, look, I'm just trying to think. Oh, God, that's how bad I'm going.
It's not Nick Riewoldt.
No, it's not Nick Riewoldt. I've actually gone blank here.
Yeah,
sorry, lads.
That's right. Good work.
I know you got a direct line to Chris Scott, mate. Come on.
Oh, please. Boris.
Well done.
Always a pleasure. Commiserations on the season, not getting to where you wanted it to be, but as your coach said, he played Grinch a few weeks ago, and there's a big opportunity for your boys tonight. Good luck, and we, as always, appreciate your time on Carrick Footy.
Anytime, lads. Have fun.
We will. Boris Enright joining us there.
The pre-game interview.